Hey there, fellow humans. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom disguised as a super chill podcast. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel like everyone else is living a perfectly curated life? Yeah, me too. But let's be real, life rarely comes with built-in filters and endless likes. Today we're diving into the impact of social media on our mental health, because sometimes, unplugging is the most productive thing you can do. Think about it. Social media has become this incredible tool for connection, learning, and even a little entertainment. But it's also a constant stream of curated moments, highlight reels, and comparisons that can seriously mess with our self-esteem and leave us feeling inadequate. Ever felt like your whole life is just one giant Instagram story waiting to happen? You know that feeling when you see someone else's seemingly perfect vacation photos and suddenly feel guilty about your own, boring, weekend? That's social media playing tricks on our minds. So, what can we do about it? Well, first things first, awareness is key. Understanding how these platforms affect us is the first step to taking control. Think of it like this. You wouldn't eat a whole bag of chips in one sitting and expect to feel good afterwards, right? The same goes for social media. Moderation is crucial. Here are five things we can do to stay grounded and keep our mental health intact in the age of likes and shares. 1. Limit your time. Seriously, set those boundaries. Think about how much time you spend scrolling every day and then challenge yourself to cut back by even just 30 minutes. You'd be surprised how much more productive and present you feel with that extra time. 2. Curate your feed. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Unfollow anyone who triggers negative feelings or makes you constantly compare yourself. Remember, your feed should be a source of positivity and inspiration, not envy and frustration. 3. Be mindful of what you consume. Pay attention to the stories you're being told, both the ones you see and the ones you create. Social media often portrays an idealized version of reality, which can lead to unrealistic expectations and feelings of inadequacy. Don't let those highlight reels define your self-worth. 4. Focus on real-life connections. Remember that technology is a tool, not a replacement for genuine human connection. Make time for face-to-face interactions with loved ones, go grab coffee, have dinner together, or simply take a walk and talk. 5. Take regular breaks. Schedule some digital detox days where you completely unplug from social media. Go for hikes, read a book, spend time in nature. Whatever helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself. Think about that last work deadline you had. How much more productive were you when you took those short breaks to clear your head? Social media is the same way. Step away for a bit, come back refreshed, and approach it with a clearer mind. Let's talk about this whole comparison game. Ever feel like everyone else is winning except you? We're all juggling different challenges, but social media often makes it seem like everyone else is effortlessly sailing through life. Picture this. Your friend posts a picture of their dream vacation, complete with a caption about finding paradise. You might be tempted to scroll past and pretend you're not feeling envious, but that little voice in your head whispers, "I wish I was there." But here's the thing. Behind that perfect photo lies a reality that's probably just as messy and complicated as yours. The key is to remember that social media is a highlight reel, not a real-life documentary. It's designed to make us feel something, and sometimes that feeling is envy or inadequacy. But it's important to recognize those feelings and not let them define your worth. So, what are we taking away from all this? We can't control the constant stream of information bombarding us on social media, but we can control how we react to it. It's about finding that balance, using these platforms for good while protecting our mental well-being. Remember, you are not defined by your likes or follower count. You are unique, valuable, and worthy just as you are. Ready to unplug and reclaim your power? Go ahead and hit that pause button on social media for a few hours today. Read a book. Take a walk. Spend time with loved ones. Whatever helps you reconnect with yourself. And hey, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out to someone you trust. We're all in this together. Keep that stoic spirit alive, and I'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of daily detachment. Until then, stay grounded, stay positive, and keep those inner demons at bay.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.